The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Time again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here are your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here, live and in person from beautiful uptown Frostburg, sitting right here on the mountain at the Hampton Inn, enjoying the beautiful views across the mountain, and getting ready here soon after the show is over to head to the room, get ready to head on out to breakfast and also to the Southern Rescue Squad facility here in Garrett County to participate in some deer measuring. I do the paperwork. I've got our guys that do the measuring, and you know they can facilitate the entry into the Maryland record book as well as the national record books, Boone and Crockett and Pope and Young. And so we've got a bunch of deer lined up and ready to go for the guys to get started on as soon as we get there. And then, you know, the banquet itself starts at 4 o'clock proper, but you know you can buy tickets and that type of thing, and they have they have silent auction and a whole bunch of raffle stuff and plenty of guns. So hopefully I'll win a gun like I did last year. That'd be fun. I'm not bragging about it. I'm not trying to predict anything. But I was just very blessed to come up with a CVA, of all things, a CVA Cascade. Beautiful camo firearm in 308 caliber, and it shoots like a dream. It just loves 165 grain bullets. And shoots good with 150s and 180s, but the 165 is really the key. So looking forward to maybe harvesting a deer with that this year. We'll see. But anyway, our phone number here is 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680, and our buddy Lee is on the line, Lee in Towson. Good morning, Lee. How are you, buddy?
I'm good, Alan. You can forward that lady's phone number to me whenever you got the opportunity.
Yeah, right.
The hunting and up on it.
Yeah, I'll do that. Thanks, Lee.
Yeah. I appreciate the info you've been sending me on the updates with the Atlantic State Fishery.
Yep.
It doesn't surprise me, Alan. You know, I just renewed my commercial. My daughter and I just renewed our commercial license. My license, a full TFL, was $900.
Right.
And it did go up some. We know why. But
really? Yeah, we do.
Yeah, we do know why.
Yes, indeed.
All good. But Alan, you know, I was thinking back to the when we had the moratorium, and I know we were doing catch and release, you know, shortly thereafter. I don't know the regulations back then, what it was, but the rockfish really did come back. It was quite a feat. I'm so used to this year. It's been such a good year. I can't relate. It's very difficult for me to relate on doing the commercial fishing of where the problem is. I don't really know, but you know, we have to rely on the Atlantic States Fishery, the management team, to put together the proper quotas and whatnot for the recreational and fishing of this. And you know, I have faith in that, but you know, it does sound like there's going to be another reduction, and me not needing the this for making a living, I do feel for the fellows and women that rely on the Chesapeake for their to make a living, you know, with fishing and crabbing and you know, oysters and you know all the other wonderful seafood that we provide in this state. But it's all good. I think whatever they're going to do will hopefully benefit the fishery, and we'll go from there.
Yep, let's see what happens.
See what happens, Alan. It's been fishing the Patapsco.
Right.
That flounder, believe it or not, if you look at the background, you can tell where it came from.
Huh. Well, it doesn't look like Ocean City to me.
No, it's Fort McHenry.
A flounder. Well, you know, look, there's plenty of flounder in the bay. There's Eastern Bay's got some nice flounder, but you gotta know where to fish them and what to fish with them for. You find 20, 22 feet of water, you find a little trench out there. You put your grub down there, or your twister tail, or your whatever.
Yep.
You'll bounce along the bottom. You'll be just fine. Yeah. Huh.
We had a few undersized too. That was that one was actually legal.
Right.
But the hot.
What's legal? 17 is 17 legal? I'm sorry. 17 inches legal? Is that what it is now?
17. That fish was 18.
Yeah, that's what I'm asking. 17's legal. Yeah.
Correct.
Yep.
But that was a treat. My wife I filleted that out, and she made an imperial. And what a spectacular dinner with fresh squash and whatnot. But that was a treat, you know, to have flounder. I haven't done that, but yeah, I do intend to go this week and target flounder in Eastern Bay. That I do have two spots in Eastern Bay. I haven't done it in years, and I look forward to giving that a shot. That's fun. I think with I guess Alan, with the high salinity and lack of rain, I think I've always heard that the salinity pulls the flounder from further south up into the bay better, which is catching them in the Patapsco is a testament.
Yeah, that's a little different, isn't it?
That's a little different. But the perch fishery is great in there, and I'll tell you, Alan, I don't pull with it. I wasn't pulling with it a whole lot in years past, but I really enjoy. I can see why Tackle Box Stem really enjoys it, because it's a hoot. You know, you get a bunch of friends together in the boat, and it's just a good time.
Yep.
You know, catching the perch, and they're good to eat. Good to eat.
Yeah.
So, but again,
that was Robin's favorite fish, white perch. She said,
keep
your rockfish. Give me some white perch, you know. So
that's how we work. You know, when you got something all white meat and there's toasted rye bread, lettuce, tomato, onion, and mayo, you got a heck of a sandwich.
Yes, you do. No question. So, well, good. I'll do my best to keep you informed, and I'm sure that you guys are going to be going to some of the meetings, if they have meetings, or making public comment. You know, so.
Yeah. I chew on about all this, but I'd love to hear from some of the other listeners that fish. There is quite a eel bite going on still in the Upper Bay.
Yeah. Yeah, it's kind of like the old days right after the moratorium, that fishery exploded up there, and they actually have the specific eel colors called Rock Hall Red, which is more of a clear red than an opaque red, like the old man's jelly worms, if you remember those, the red jelly worms, which is my favorite for sea trout actually, so. You know, those big tide runner trout, you put that man's jelly worm, a red man's jelly worm, on the back of an ounce and a half bucktail and toss it out there. Of course, a little piece of peeler crab didn't hurt either, but they love that red, that's for sure. So.
Al, that's funny you said that we would use a culprit, black and gray worm on a 3/8 ounce jig head directly below Conowinga Dam.
Oh, that would work.
And they would run one or two units. This is for rockfish.
Yeah.
A friend of mine came up because there was always eels that would migrate up to the Conowinga Dam.
Yeah.
And what a discovery. My friend came up with this. I was like, his name was Patrick. And I said, Patrick, what are you using? Because I'd see him, he'd be always across from me. And
right.
I'm using, I think they were a 6-inch or 8-inch.
Yeah.
And and he was duplicating the eel.
But, nice.
I love discoveries like that. You know, finding out different.
Oh yeah.
Techniques and.
Do you remember? Do you remember the old Felmley eel?
No.
Felmley, F-E-L-M-L-E-E, Felmley. They had a factory up in Pennsylvania, and they molded these eels. They looked like eels. And I went to the factory one day. Larry Felmley was not a friend, but I knew him from supplying all the tackle dealers and stuff. And I went to the factory. What a place. But I don't know if they even make them anymore. So, but it was a realistic-looking eel in all different sizes. So I'm sure you could do a search on F-E-L-M, Felmley lures. So, anyway.
Well, I got a kick out of all the, when we talk about some of the older lures and stuff. My kids the other day, we were out on the rockfish, and they're throwing all their, you know, their glide baits and all this stuff. And they're catching fish, and here I pull out my old, good old Bob Pond's Atom Popper.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm putting the hurts on them too, and that's a good one, Dad. That's a lure of the past. I said, yeah, well, it's coming back
today.
Coming back today.
That's right. All right, buddy. Got to let you go.
Okay. See you, Alan.
See you, Lee. Thanks for the call. Always a pleasure. All right, buddy. Take care. Great. All right. Let's see. Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway, exit number 9. If you need anything for fishing or crabbing, Clyde Sports Shop has it. They've got live bait and minnows and frozen bait and crab bait. If you need anything for the crabs, they got that as well. The foul necks and the alewives and all that. Crabbing supplies are just great. They've got the open top crab traps, the baskets with lids, the wood baskets with lids, the plastic baskets, the trot line parts, the nets, the gloves, the measures, the hand lines for kids, all of that stuff. They've got their own seasoning. They've got their own steaming pots in there, Clyde Sports Shop, for the crabs as well. And fishing, of course, rods and reels specializing in Shakespeare. Fluger, not a lot of Fluger dealers around. And Clyde's has been dealing with Shakespeare and Fluger for decades and decades and decades. Of course, they got all the other stuff, too, all the other brands, you know, the Shimano's and the Daiwa's and the Pan and that type of stuff. And don't forget the great selection of St. Croix fishing rods. We'll put new line on your spool for you. So why not stop by? Clyde's Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, Halethorpe, 21227. That phone number, 410-242-6108, 410-242-6108 for Clyde's Sport Shop. ClydeSportShop.com is the website, open 7 days a week. They have licenses too, so stop by Clyde's Sport Shop. You'll be glad you did. Let's see, who else we got? Oh, yeah, Backyard Billy's. Course, Backyard Billy's. Plenty of time for crab feast and family get-togethers and birthdays and back to school and all that stuff. So you look around the backyard, you need a new picnic table because that one's falling apart. It's rickety. The bench is swinging back and forth. You can't sit down on it. You're afraid you're going to, you know, it's going to fall over on Uncle Bob. So you don't want that to happen. So stop by Backyard Billy's. You'll see the giant selection of beautiful poly and hardwood outdoor and patio furniture. They've got the tables and chairs in every style and color. They've got about 1,000 of those Adirondack chairs for on your deck or in your yard. Sit back and relax. You can put them around a fire ring and start a little fire in the backyard because they've got the giant fire pits and fire rings out there too. A great selection in any theme, duck, fish, cannabis. If you need, something like that, stop by Backyard Billy's. They've got barbecue grills, too. Traeger and Big Green Egg, Kamado Joe, Memphis, and a giant selection of furniture for your beach house or your patio, too. So why not check it out? The big stuff, the sheds, the gazebos, the greenhouses and all the big stuff, free delivery and set up within 60 miles and free delivery to the Maryland and Delaware beaches. BackyardBillies.com, 410-827-4500. That's 410-827-4500, open 7 days a week. Route 50, exit 44 in Graysonville, Maryland. Right off Route 50, your backyard is going to look just great. We'll be right back.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722. MadonnaSeafood.com. Cool Ice, that's K-O-O-L, Ice, in Cambridge, has the freshest fish and seafood on the Eastern Shore. If the question is about seafood, the answer is always Cool Ice. Looking for live or steamed hard crabs? Cool Ice. Fresh picked crab meat? Cool Ice. Whole fish, fish fillets, or fish filleted to order? Cool Ice. Fresh or steamed golf shrimp or snow crabs? Yeah, Cool Ice, man. Soft crabs, lobsters, or crawfish? Cool Ice. Scallops, octopus, alligator? Cool Ice. Ice. Really. By the bag or block? Yep. Cool Ice. For anglers or crabbers, Cool Ice has alewives, mud shad, frozen peelers, and soft crabs or bullocks and chicken necks. Cool Ice is open year-round at 110 Washington Street in Cambridge, Maryland. Visit Cool Ice on Facebook for specials and give them a call to order. 410-228-2300. That's 410-228-2300 for crabs and seafood. Cool Ice, man.
Alan Ellis here for Mil-Spec Spray-On Truck Liners. Mil-Spec Spray-On Truck Bed Liners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bed liners on the market. And Mil-Spec liners support veterans and military families. Whether you're a hunter, crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your Mil-Spec liner with a nationwide lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, any kind of tools. Have your Mil-Spec liner installed at Superior Linings and Truck Accessories, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. And Maryland Spray Linings is just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver. That number is 410-455-0800. 455-0800. These Mil-Spec liner dealers can install any truck accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. Schedule your appointment today to get your Mil-Spec liner installed.
It's time to practice your wing shooting and sight in your firearms. At Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range, you can do both. Located just off Route 50 in Mardella Springs, you'll find a 50-station Sporting Clays range and a firearms range for handguns, rifles, shotguns, and muzzleloaders with distances from 25 to 500 yards. Take Bradley Road to get to Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range. Inside the Delmarva Sporting Clays retail store, you can browse new and used firearms in the gun room or select your favorite ammunition. See the 10-point crossbows and tons of hunting accessories to make your day. Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range will buy or trade your firearm. If you own a collection, they're interested. Stop by Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range in Mardella Springs, open every day except Christmas. The website is dscfff.com. Call 410-742-2023 for an appointment for Sporting Clays. That's 410-742-2023 for Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
a mountain way back in the backwoods. Put me on a lake with a biggin' on the line. Put me around a campfire cooking something I just cleaned. You do your thing, I'll do mine.
All right, you do your thing, I'll do mine. That's a great song. I love that. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. Anything you'd like to talk about, we'd like to talk about. If you'd like to enter the muzzleloader contest, we can do that early rather than wait till September. The fine folks at Hawk Optics are supplying a brand new 3x9x40 muzzleloader slug gun scope for your new CVA Wolf muzzleloader. Wolf muzzleloader comes with a synthetic black stock and a stainless steel barrel, and the scope will already be mounted on it, and it will have a case with it. We've already got them, and all we got to do is pick the right winner at the end of September, and someone will win, no question about it. So you can give Aaron a call at 410-922-6680. Get in both drawings if you like. It's a striped bass fishing tackle package from Tackle Box Tim Sherman, who happens to be on the line right now. Good morning, Tim. How are you?
Well, Barry. Good morning. How you doing, Alan, in Western Maryland?
I'm good, buddy. I'm good. Just turning daylight out here. It's extremely foggy right now. I can tell you that. Can't even see across the street. So
the fog has been a common theme this week for some reason.
Yeah. We came through it the other day. I met a fella in Centerville the other day, and he came down from Marydale. He said, "Man, that fog is brutal." So he was right. So how you doing?
I'm guessing it's all the moisture getting back out of the air from the rain we've had.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, it's getting a little cooler at night now too. So you know,
it is. I'm looking for this weather to break and get back into the low 80s maybe this week.
That would be nice.
Calling to let you know, I was running around in York and Lancaster, Pennsylvania earlier this week, and on my way back home, I decided to slip through the back roads and stopped in your favorite seafood place up there at Madonna Seafood.
Oh, great. Did you say hi to Mark or anybody up there?
I do not know the folks there, the young lady behind the counter was very helpful in picking out two awesome large soft crabs, had them cleaned, and off I went, and they were very delicious for dinner.
Good. I'm glad they were good. So you and I talked about it, and I, why don't we just pop that on the air right now, what we talked about the other day. I said, why don't you take those soft crabs, put them in batter, put them in waffle batter, and put them in the waffle iron, see how they turn out. And then you suggested a seafood seasoning flavored syrup of some kind for the waffles. I think that would be great.
Whatever your favorite brand is, maybe your favorite maple syrup, and make a blend and put that seafood seasoning in, and see how that turns out.
But just sprinkle the waffle with seafood seasoning and add your syrup later. So whatever works. But yeah, I think that's a great idea.
That would work. Make it a savory to begin with, and top it off the sweet at the end.
Savory and sweet, man. I think that'd be good. So I don't know how well the crab would fit in a waffle iron, but it would probably squeeze down pretty good.
Depending on the size of the soft crab, you might not get the lid closed
all the way. Yeah, you can't lock it down.
Well,
but
you could get four smalls and put them around in the different sections of a waffle maker.
You could do that, or it could get out your George Foreman grill. Rest in peace.
<There you go.
laughs> All right, buddy. Well, I appreciate your supporting the radio show with the giveaway, and some lucky winner will win a beautiful striped bass package end of the month. We hope you'll be here to do the drawing.
Oh, we'll be able to do that for this month and in September also. So I think we're kind of heavy on top water in the next package.
Got it. We'll do the drawing then too, buddy. Appreciate it.
Sure. Alan,
thanks.
Take care.
All right, thanks.
Stay
yep. See you, Tim. Let's talk to Chris in Rhode Island. Good morning, Chris. How are you, buddy?
Good. Good morning, Alan. How you doing?
I'm good. What's going on?
Not too much. I just called to get into the contest. Wanted to say hi. Enjoying the show.
Well, good. Now,
in a little bit.
Yeah, are you originally from Maryland, or you live here and on vacation, or what's going on in Rhode Island?
No, sir. I actually live in Rhode Island, but I found your show just listening to the internet and a few years ago.
Yeah.
And I've just been listening on the Saturday mornings ever since.
Congratulations on your find. It was a great find, and get booming into Rhode Island. We're all over the world on the World Wide Web. It's great. It's really wonderful to do that. Yeah.
I enjoy it. I mean, it's a great show. Fortunately, I'm at work right now looking out at Narragansett Bay, but hopefully I'll get out there fishing when I'm done with work.
Hey, good luck on the on the fishing tackle contest. It got a great striped bass package.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that. Hopefully we'll have some luck with that, and I'll get to use it out here in the Rhode Island waters.
That'd be great. That would be great. So, all right, man. Well, are you fishing? Have you been fishing recently out there?
I've been doing a little striped bass fishing. I haven't been out in a couple of weeks. I was actually out visiting some family in Wyoming, so I was out there for about 10 days. I didn't get to fish out there, unfortunately, but... I've been doing a little bass fishing and blue fishing here and there. We've had a bit of that. A lot of people were catching tuna around here. There's a lot of sharks out here now.
Yeah.
So quite a variety. So.
Yep. I'm hearing we've got bluefish back in the Chesapeake Bay down in the lower part of the bay. Some nice ones this year. So I think that's pretty cool. So.
Yeah, they're fun. That's for sure.
Oh, I love it. One day. Oh, man. One day we were chumming for them. And I think we wound up, I don't know how many we caught. We brought 26 bluefish home, and I'll never do it again because we cleaned all those fish for hours and then drove home after driving all the way down southern Maryland, drove home. Cooler full of fish, but, man, what a monumental effort. But we caught the heck out of them. Had a great time. Captain Brady Bounds. So.
Oh, great. There you go.
Yeah, man.
Sounds like fun.
Yep. All right, man.
Hey, great to talk to you again, Alan, and love the show, and enjoy your summer.
Good talking to you, Chris. Thanks for listening. Appreciate it.
All right. Take care, Alan.
All right, you too, buddy. All right. We're going to take our next break. Aaron, why don't you start us off with a little bit of the Hawk Optics information.
Hey, folks, let's talk optics. Whether you're out in the field or at the range or gearing up for your next hunt, having the right glass makes all the difference, and that's where Hawk Optics comes in. Hawk is not your average optics brand. Hawk is all about premium performance without the premium price tag. All of Hawk's optics are built with crystal clear optic systems, rugged reliability, and are stacked with features that you need in the field. Plus, Hawk offers unmatched customer service, real people, fast answers, and a company that actually stands behind what it sells. And if that's not enough, with Hawk's lifetime no-fault warranty, you can count on your gear for life.
You know, Hawk Optics is known for creating some of the best crossbow scopes available for crossbow hunters, and this year Hawk has continued to improve upon the already impressive XB30 crossbow scopes. New for 2025 is the Hawk XB30 Zoom FFP. The XB30 Zoom FFP brings first focal plane technology to the world of archery, allowing you to use the full magnification capabilities of your scope, no matter the speed of your bow. Long gone are the frustrations of being stuck to a single power on your crossbow scope. Low light or up-close shot, zoom out. Long range shot, zoom in. Experience the full line of magnification and remain accurate with the XB30 Zoom FFP from Hawk Optics. This scope is sold in three models, depending on the speed of your bow. Available in speed ranges of 385 to 420, 425 to 465, and 470 to 510 feet per second. If you're ready to upgrade your glass and experience premium optics without breaking the bank, check your local Hawk dealer or learn more at hawkoptics.com. We'll be right back.
Crabs, crabs, crabs! Hunter's Crab and Seafood Market is family-owned and operated seafood market in Graysonville, Maryland. Stop by 4801 Main Street in the heart of Graysonville. Hunter's Crabs is easy to get to from Route 18 or Route 50. Order takeout steamed crabs or shrimp, grab a lunch special, or stop by the seafood counter for a variety of the freshest, freshest fish. Take your crabs home or sit outside with your family and friends. Get your steamed crabs, fresh fish, oysters, crab meat, crab cakes, shrimp salad, and soft crabs at Hunter's Crabs and Seafood Market, where the local seafood lovers get their favorites. Call Hunter's Crabs at 410-827-8923 for carryout. Check out Hunter's Crabs on Facebook for specials. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 10 a.m. till 7 and Sunday from 10 to 5. Crabs, 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 410-827-8923 for Hunter's Crabs and Seafood Market.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery. Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much and want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment. And you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. At Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. Bel Air Gun Range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports, competition, hunting, and home protection. Ammunition, too. Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL handgun qualification license courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. Call 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range.
Dorchester County is the beating heart of Sika deer hunting in Maryland. In Cambridge, hunters will find real treasure for outfitting their Sika and whitetail deer properties, Chesapeake Seed and Feed. First of all, Chesapeake Seed and Feed stocks deer corn by the bag or the pallet, the new Chesapeake Deer Mix, apple cracker blocks, and Takamati products, all the seed for the finest food plots. Chesapeake Seed and Feed carries 12-point hunting blinds, HB feeders in stock with capacities up to 1,000 pounds of corn, capsule brand lifetime feeders, Moultrie feeders, and accessories. All that with supplies and food for pets, wild birds, farm, lawn, and garden. For deer corn, apple cracker, hunting blinds, and deer feeders, stop by Chesapeake Seed and Feed, 10-1 Cedar Street in Cambridge, Maryland. Call 410-228-4392. That's 410-228-4392. Visit the website, ChesapeakeSeedandFeed.com.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
All right, a little rebel yell there, folks. Let's talk to Clay in Owings Mills. Morning, Clay. How you doing, buddy?
Alan, my friend Alan. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Clay. How you been?
Well, I'm I'm a little bit perturbed.
Uh-oh.
Al, how could you possibly desecrate a soft crab like you were talking about? As soon as you mentioned the word batter, I knew it was not going to be good. I'm like, oh, my God, no.
Personally?
Pan-fried
and butter is the only way to go, brother. But, you know, people like to experiment with different things, and I thought maybe a waffle crab would be a different thing. You know what I mean? So,
yeah,
but
I know.
How about this? How about this? A listener sent me a picture of a waffle, okay, by itself with a soft crab on a bed of some kind of sauce on top of the waffle. Would that work for you?
You were fading out there.
Okay. So a listener sent me a picture of a soft crab perched on top of a waffle. Would that work for you?
Well, as long as you don't start adding maple syrup.
That was for the waffle, not the soft crab. Are you there?
Yeah, okay. I got you now.
All right, good.
Are you there? Okay.
Yep.
My phone kept fading out.
I got you.
No, the only thing I'll do occasionally is roll a soft crab in flour because that just makes it crispy.
Yeah, of course.
But as far as... you know, I see people putting Old Bay on them and putting, oh, my God, get that away from my soft crab.
Well, you know, if you add a little baking powder to your flour, like a teaspoon, to whatever you dust your crab in, that makes it extra crispy.
Really?
Yeah, really.
All right, that's an idea I would try.
Yeah. Extra crispy.
Absolutely, yeah. That I would try.
You know, put all the flour and the baking powder in a plastic bag and shake them up, shake and bake them, and then you can fry them like that. But yeah, that makes them extra crispy.
Cool. I'll try that.
You got it.
You know, there was a time back in the 80s, I could go to the slough houses right there on the Kent Narrows.
Yeah.
And you know, if you bought 12 dozen, which I often did because I would resell them.
Yeah.
12 dozen primes, or if you bought 12 dozen, they were 75 cents.
Wow. Nice.
If you didn't buy 12 dozen, they were $1 a piece. Can
okay.
Can you imagine that?
$1 a piece for soft crabs, yeah.
Yep.
Now they're $8, $9, $10.
I know, right? That's disturbing.
But it is.
I would work my butt off like you did with the fish, because I have to get home and clean it and wrap 12 dozens of soft crabs.
Wow.
That was a lot of work.
Oh yeah. No question. So.
Anyway, Alan, well, nice to talk to you.
Nice hearing from you, Clay. I appreciate you calling in, buddy. I hope everything's going well and you're good.
Oh, yeah. We're good.
Okay. Sounds good.
All right. And I hope the same for you.
All right. Thanks, Clay. Talk to you soon.
I'll talk to you soon.
All right, buddy. Bye-bye. Boy, you people are really picky about your soft crabs, aren't you? Stop messing with the soft crabs. Lee and Clay, they're going upside my head here on these soft crabs. So, sorry about that. Let's talk to Tony in Pikesville. Good morning, Tony. How you doing?
Morning, Alan. How you doing?
I'm good. What's going on?
Yeah. My kid is in from Colorado. We did the Ocean City thing already this week.
Oh, good.
And then today we're going to go shoot some sporting clays.
Wax good.
Live stand.
Good. So, good for you.
It's not something I do quite a bit, but it isn't something he does. So we'll see
yeah.
how that we'll see how that goes. We're just going locally up at Maryland
sure.
Road.
Sure. So, well, if you get a chance, if you get a chance on Sunday, where is it? Sunday, September 7th at Pintail Point, 75 targets. It's a benefit for Connors Project. It's the 8th annual event, benefits the Critchlow Adkins Children's Centers. And you've heard me talk about that, I guess, if you've been listening.
Yeah.
It's sponsored by Rennie Gay. Rennie's grandson perished in a swimming accident, you know, when he was just young, very, very young. But the Critchlow Adkins Children's Centers are the ones that teach swimming in Talbot County. So individual shooters, 125, four-man teams, 500. And then after the event, you can do crabs and hot dogs and burgers and all that stuff, music by Lee Colby. And the crab feast tickets alone, if you don't want to shoot, are $50 a piece. So give Rennie a call, 410-310-8317. Get a team together and go shoot.
Yeah, I've been to Pintail a couple of times.
Yes, me too. Nice place.
It's maybe a little too rich for my blood most of the time, but
yeah, I understand.
For the hoi polloi, shoot down there. But yeah. I've been to a bunch of them on the Eastern Shore, besides the ones up in the Southern PA. So
sure,
there's lots of places to go. So I just wanted to say hi, get in the contest. Not that I need another mother lover, but you know, one of the kids might. So
there you go. All right, yeah. Sounds good, Tony. Appreciate it.
Appreciate it. Thanks, Alan. Bye.
All right, buddy. See ya. There he goes. All right. Well, I think we better get to doing what we're doing here. Backyard Billies. You know, I love talking about Backyard Billies because they're great people. They're friendly. They're good sponsors. And, you know, we'd like to talk about the fireplace inserts. Now, if you like pellets, if you have a pellet wood stove, you can also get a pellet insert for your former fireplace. Gas, which is what we have, the Enviro Model EX35, which is fantastic with the remote control. You can do electric if your HOA doesn't allow you, if you have a fireplace space in your house and you don't, you know, you're not allowed to use gas or wood or anything, you can use electric. And then wood as well, if you like I said, if you've got a wood stove somewhere and you've got wood to use for your insert, you got that too. All that at Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. They've got a great showroom. A lot of different selections there from different brands, and the some of the wood stoves are really fantastic, from the old timey, you know, back in the hardware store wood stove to the modern cube looking wood stove type of thing, which is really cool. So, you know, if you have one of those fireplaces that you never use and want to fill the hole in with something, consider Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. Consider a new fireplace insert for sure. BackyardBillies.com, the Hearth America Facebook page, 410-827-4500. That's 410-827-4500, open 7 days a week, Route 50, exit 44B, Evans Avenue in Graysonville. Hey, if it's heat you want, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's is the fireplace. Now, Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway. Exit number 9. It's Lansdowne. It's also Hale Thorpe, or, you know, you pick. You tell me. They're your full-line Browning dealer. I want to tell you about the great Browning Satori, since we're talking about sporting clays. The Satori shotgun line, the CXT, the White Lightning, the field models. There's others, but the Satoris are seen everywhere on every sporting clays range where you go, because they're a very popular and reasonably priced firearm for shooting sporting clays. It's an over and under model. They have a variety of different vented ribs on top and sighting systems, but they all have the Invector Plus choke tubes and the Vector Pro forcing cones and all that. So it's all, they're all pretty much the same when it comes to functionality like that, but the you know, take a look. And also the BT99 trap gun, if you're trap specific single shot shooter, you can do that. Now on the waterfowl side, the A5 Wicked Wing in vintage camo, super reliable auto loader duck hunting or waterfowl hunting shotgun, featuring the kinematic drive recoil operation, a composite stock Cerakote burnt bronze camo finish on the receiver and barrel. It's a beautiful, beautiful firearm in vintage camo. DS goose band choke tubes and corrosion resistant chrome bore. Comes with an ABS case. It's the A5 Wicked Wing, Vantage Camo. All available Clyde Sports Shop, as I said, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road, located off Beltway Exit 9. Phone number there is 410-242-6108. ClydeSportsShop.com is the website. Been around since 1957, open 7 days a week for firearms, licenses, ammunition, scope mounting, and accessories. Go to Clyde Sports Shop. You'll be glad you did. We'll be right back.
Apple Cracker Deer Feed Blocks and Bags uses supercharged flavor of apples to attract deer, and Apple Cracker Deer Feed keeps them coming back with a blend of grains and protein and minerals. Use the blocks or bags, or if you have a feeder, use Apple Cracker Spinoff. Dirt Digger Minerals come in 4 Craze flavors, molasses, apple, cherry, and the new persimmon craze flavor, blended with the best combination of scents and minerals that deer crave. Apple Cracker Deer Feed and Dirt Digger Minerals are available at leading hunting retailers, hardware stores, and feed stores across the Mid-Atlantic. For a dealer locator, product information, or to become a dealer, visit applecrackerdeerfeed.com. Or call Stoltz Foods Mineral Supply at 484-429-3929. That's 484-429-3929. Or applecrackerdeerfeed.com.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722. MadonnaSeafood.com.
Alan Ellis here for MilSpec Spray-On Truckliners. MilSpec Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market, and MilSpec liners support veterans and military families. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your MilSpec liner with a nationwide lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle box, crab pots, any kind of tools. Have your MilSpec liner installed at Maryland Spray Linings. That's just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver at 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Superior Linings and Truck Accessories, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. These MilSpec liner dealers can install any truck accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. Schedule your appointment to have your truck protected with a MilSpec liner today.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
She'll be around if she's ready for flow. Oh, Mississippi, she's calling my name. Catfish are jumping, that paddle wheel thumping. Black water keep rolling on fast, just the same.
Oh, black water, keep on rolling.
Mississippi moon, won't you keep on shining on me?
Oh, black water, keep on rolling.
Mississippi moon, won't you keep on shining on me?
Oh, black water, keep on rolling.
Mississippi moon, won't you keep on shining on me? Yeah, keep on shining your light. Gonna make everything great. Mama gonna make everything all right.
Little Doobie Brothers there. Cool. I love singing along with that song. I sing along all the time in my truck. Thank goodness nobody can hear me, but man, I belt it out there. Little Johnny Cash, Sunday Morning Coming Down, a little Ain't Misbehaving, a little Light My Fire by the Doors, and you know, I have a very eclectic taste in music, that's for sure. Is the audience engaging? No, they are not. Not indeed. Thank goodness. So they're pretty much ignoring me here. People out there eating breakfast. And people walking by kind of glancing at me sideways, checking out and that type of thing. I'm like, oh, hey, you know, what do you want me to do here? It's the only Ethernet connection in the building. So I love it. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. I have time for one more phone call, one more entry, if you hurry. But up here in beautiful Allegheny County, now I can see the mountain. The fog lifted a little bit. Beautiful sight out there. And headed down to the Maryland National Deer Association Maryland Mountain Maryland branch to help the guys sign in folks that are getting their get their deer measured. Maybe they're bears. I've got one nice sika deer coming in that we know of. So we're really looking forward to having a good day up here and, you know, supporting the cause a little bit. So, and don't forget, I told you about Connors. I told you about the Talisman Therapeutic Riding. Get in touch with those folks, therapeuticriding.org. There's one more thing that I have to do, which is a charity event. Now, not a particular thing I do, but I agreed to do this. The Kent County Republican Central Committee helps get Republicans elected to office here in Maryland. It's the Stars and Stripes Sporting Clay Shoot. It's Saturday, October 11th, and that's at Schrader's Outdoor. There's a pig roast, a silent auction, and all that stuff. 50 targets. Tickets are $85. It's a Lewis class individual and team. Four shooters and station sponsorship is $400 if you want to do that. And lunch is, by itself is $30. So check all that out. Give Don Sutton a call, 443-642-0403 or info@kentcountyrcc.com. And you can certainly do that. The ad is on MarylandHuntingQuarterly.com. You can scan the QR code. Take a look at that website, Maryland Hunting Quarterly. The whole fall issue is online. All right, there's the music. That means time to get out, stay safe. I hope you do all that. Remember your family. They're your most precious thing that you have in your life is your family. And remember the Lord. Don't forget about loving the Lord. He loves you. So we'll see you next week. Hopefully back in the home studio, my recliner and my TV tray with the Comrex unit, now that it's working. All right, see you next week.